This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Sea level rise impacts ag. Push for more data on insurance risks. And House GOP rolling out ag spending bill. State warns of rising sea levels impacting ag. The Ocean Protection Council last week adopted new policy guidance for addressing sea level rise. Along with the many issues confronting coastal communities, the council has elevated its concerns for agriculture. Its 2018 report warned that major ag regions along the central coast and the farm workers who live there face the threat of salty intrusion into groundwater aquifers. That is no surprise to local residents since the issue first came to light in 1944. The new report extends those concerns to the 6 million acres of farmland that depend on the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta and its vulnerable infrastructure. While contaminating irrigation and drinking water supplies, the salinity and rising water table can impact building foundations, wear out irrigation systems and corrode pipes, fiber optic cables, and electric lines. The council encourages focused monitoring, restoring wetland buffers, and reduced groundwater pumping. Dems want data on climate risk to property insurance. Several representatives from California have signed onto a letter calling for more transparency and accountability for climate risk that impact the property insurance market. They urge the Fed Insurance Office to use its subpoena power to compel states to collect data on the risks and to publish that information for the public and researchers. The lawmakers point out that major insurers have been pulling out of some states entirely, such as California, and left homeowners with no providers or saddled with high premiums. The Democrats pointed to a March report by the Consumer Federation of America that estimated about 6.1 million homeowners, more than 7% across the country, do not have insurance. House GOP takes another whack at spending. The House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee is set to roll out its fiscal 25 spending bill. That is House GOP making another run this year at slashing domestic spending programs. The subcommittee scheduled to vote tomorrow on the FY25 agriculture bill. Now, it'll fund the USDA, the FDA, as well as the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Last year, the FY24 ag bill flopped on the House floor. Because the cuts were so deep, some farm district Republicans joined Democrats to oppose the legislation. Now, for more on the spending battle and this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bayer, plaintiff's lawyers keep fighting in Pennsylvania over verdict and damages. Bayer says it will continue appeal a verdict in a Pennsylvania Roundup case despite winning a reduction in damages from $2.25 billion to a total of $400 million. While the court's decision reduces the unconstitutionality excessive damage award, we still disagree with the ruling on the liability verdict as the trial was marred by significant and reversible errors that misled and inflamed the jury, the company said after the judge's ruling last week in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas. Lawyers for the plaintiff also said they would appeal, telling the Philadelphia Inquirer they plan to seek a reinstatement of full jury award. John McKibbison, who developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup, to kill weeds on his property for about 20 years, his lawyer said when the initial verdict was reached in January. Senate ag economist challenges Stabenow on farm bill spending increases. An economist for the Senate Ag Committee Republicans, Dr. John Newton, says Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow's statement that criticized the House Farm Bill proposed Title I spending needs to be put into perspective. Stabenow said last week of the proposed increases, quote, "We've never had a 70% increase in the farm bill for anything." She also said most of the benefits would go to southern producers. But Newton told AgriPulse last week that since the 2018 Farm Bill, quote, "the baseline for nutrition programs increased by 85%. That's $585 billion in new nutrition program baseline due to the Thrifty Food Plan. And then the conservation baseline, when you add the Inflation Reduction Act dollars, has gone up about 160%, according to Newton. He said farmers have had to rely on an outdated farm safety net for some time, as evidenced by the amount of ad hoc support we've had to deliver, Newton said. The House bill takes a step in the right direction. Now keep in mind the committee's top Republican, John Bozeman of Arkansas, he'll be releasing soon his proposed farm bill framework. He said it will be very similar to the House bill. And by the numbers, Alaskans spend the most on groceries. About 45% of Americans' food spending goes toward groceries for home consumption. That's according to a study from the USDA's Economic Research Service. Americans spend $7,102 on food per capita in 2023, $3,179 of that going for food eaten at home. Alaskans spend the most on groceries, $4,157. West Virginia spending the least, $2,503. Sales of food eaten at home were the highest in the Northwest and the Mountain West, with Washington, Colorado, Oregon, and Utah following Alaska in the top five. Residents of Illinois, Minnesota, Indiana, and Oklahoma followed West Virginia on spending the least on groceries. The median state was Kansas at $3,130 a person. Take note, this won't be a surprise to many of readers, but the nation's capital leads the way when it comes to spending on eating out. People in Washington, D.C. spent $10,644 per person on food away from home in 2023, followed by Nevada, $6,907, Hawaii at $6,679. USDA economists say the case of D.C., the numbers likely reflect spending by tourists as well as commuters. Well, here's today's She Said It. It's good to be back. That assembly member Megan Dolly of Beaver returned to the assembly last week after suffering a stroke last year. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.